Listen Up Audio presents Sawdust. Written by P.D. Scullin. Narrated by Jamie Rennell.
Chapter 1. Happy. Was this how it ends? My fate in the hands of a madman? I was testing God's mercy, and he was testing my courage. Paul Driscoll's Notes. 28,000 feet over Pennsylvania. December 3, 1982. A butterfly flaps its wings, and someone eventually pays the price. Greg Cartwell, the pudgy creative director of Jepson Advertising Group, looked up from his desk. "Have a seat," he said. Behind him stood a shelf with Acri Awards, tire-shaped statues given by the Akron Ad Club for the best local ads. Paul Driscoll smiled and sat as Cartwell lit a cigarette. "Paul, I know you're not happy here."
"I'm happy," Paul lied.
"No, you're not. And the shit you pulled last week proved it. When Larry Jepson gives you copy revisions, just do them. Don't try to make him look stupid." Jepson had marked up Paul's copy for an Illumishield siding ad. The 23-year-old copywriter defended his work by writing a note quoting advice from advertising legend David Ogilvy. He placed the note on Jepson's desk after hours, thinking the agency president would agree his copy was best. The ad ran with Jepson's revisions. "I wanted Larry to know why I wrote the ad the way I did. That was stupid. Then you have the balls to ask me for a raise. You expect me to support you after you go over my head and piss off the old man. No, Paul, this isn't working. We're making you available for new opportunities. You're firing me? Laying you off. Isn't that just a nice way of saying fired? Look, you're a good writer, but you can't take constructive criticism. This is a collaborative sport, and you've got to play the game." "I played the game, Greg. I did everything you asked of me. I even worked my ass off after my dad was killed. I pulled all-nighters and weekends working on the Goodrich pitch. I'm sorry we didn't get the account, and I'm sorry about your dad, too. It's awful what happened to him. I'm also sorry we're cutting you. You're supposed to have my back. I can't protect you when your attitude sucks. You debate every revision and act like every word you write is precious. This is advertising, Paul. We sell shit. It's hard work and no one wants to be around unhappy people." "But I am happy, Greg, really," he smiled. "Sorry, the decision's made, straight from the top. What if I apologize to Larry?"
"No, don't. He's pissed."
"Because I questioned his revisions?" "That, plus he knows you're banging his daughter." Greg crushed his cigarette into a tire-shaped ashtray. Amy Jepson was an assistant account executive on the aluminum siding business, her qualification being her father owned the agency. She was an only child who craved attention and got it. Amy was attractive and liked sex without romantic attachments. Paul had been seeing her for months and wanted a steady relationship, but she insisted they keep it casual and secret. At work, they were all business. Outside the office, she called the shots, deciding if and when they saw each other. "That's none of Larry's business," Paul said. "Screwing the boss's daughter is never a good idea, unless you're going to marry her, and I doubt Amy's the marrying kind. Paul, collect unemployment, hit the reset button, and get on with life." "When's my last day?" "Today, now. Avoid Larry, and stay away from Amy. She's trouble." "What about severance?" "You were here, what, 2 years? "Yes. You'll get a couple of weeks severance. Pack up. Larry's in a meeting, so move fast." Cartwell stood and put out his hand. "Let me know if I can help." "Thanks." Paul noticed Advertising Age magazine on Greg's desk. "Can I have your ad age?"
"Take it."
On the way to his cubicle, he saw Amy flirting with Jack Lundcorm, the production manager. She looked at Paul, smiled, and returned her attention to Jack, laughing. Paul knew that laugh, her flirty laugh. He wondered if she knew he'd been fired. He packed his office. Most people ignored him. A few wished him well. On his last trip to his car, he saw Greg's empty office. Paul walked in, grabbed an Acri Award for an ad he'd co-written, and placed it in his box. He was ready for new opportunities. Paul picked up the mail and opened his apartment door. Sunlight flooded the white walls in the hallway. The living room contained threadbare plaid.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?